Well, June 8 at Belmont, the historic Grade 2 Brooklyn Handicap was won by Redeem, the 4-year-old colt by Include. That same day in Canada, Beluga Bull, a 3-year-old colt from the first crop by Flashy Bull, that's undefeated in 6 starts, posted his 4th stakes win. And Antigun, a colt from the first crop, or that's Antigum, I think it is, a colt from his first crop, Istan, ran a dead game 3rd, beaten less than 2 lengths for all the money in the classic Grade 1 Belmont State. Then on June 13 at Indiana Downs, Silver Max by Badge of Silver shipped in and won the $200,000 Oliver Stakes in new track record time, a mile and 1:33.4. Redeem won the Brooklyn by 10 lengths to boost his earnings to over $712,000. He's one of 6 2012 stakes winners by Include. A list that includes Grade 1 stakes winner Include Me Out. Flashy Bull has sired 6 stakes horses, 3 stakes winners, including a graded stakes winner in his first crop. Istan has sired 2 graded stakes horses in his first crop. Multiple graded stakes winner Silver Max went into the Oliver Stakes off a win in the $125,000 Arlington Classic. Looking for a runner for your racing stable? Include Flashy Bull, Istan, and Badge of Silver. Stand at Mr. and Mrs. Brereton, C. Jones, Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com, and remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis, the horse capital of the world, bluegrass country. Horse Tales is all about the horses, the people, and the history of the thoroughbred industry. Now here's your host, Ursel Ellis.
Good morning, everyone. We're here at the Clocker Stand at the Thoroughbred Center on the Paris Pike. Busy, busy morning. I think we ended up with a little over 70 works.
Was that right?
Yeah, it was busy. Is your phone on?
My on. Yeah, okay.
Okay, I need to come up a little bit. I'm on the sound. Yeah, there. Now maybe I can hear you.
I got to tell you the cutest thing. I was coming in, right, about a half hour ago, and I was driving through Lisbeth Station. Lisbeth Station is a real little place. Very old. I'm sure it goes way back, pioneer days and stuff. It's near
460.
460, where the old stagecoach stop was, and all this.
Just about a half a mile off 460 on Greenwich.
Yeah. And anyway,
women never could give directions. Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm gonna get him for that. Anyway, I saw this beautiful shepherd dog, black with some white on him, you know, and he was on the other side of the road, obviously going home. His tail was just wagging in, his head was high, and he had the biggest, deadest thing in his mouth you've ever seen. He found some big, dead, nasty thing, and he was taking it home. Oh, boy, he was happy.
A little roadkill?
I don't know what it was, but you've never seen a happier dog dancing around and just taking that thing. Ooh, I couldn't even tell what it was. It was so nasty.
Oh, okay. Well, as long as he's not my dog, he's not going to my home, that's fine.
One happy dog.
Yeah. All righty. What are we going to do today? Well, Bill Hickey was supposed to come in today. Bill trains out here, but his rider got hurt. Pretty bad, I'm afraid. Went down on a horse. Horse stumbled with her and then rolled on her. And the last report, she had a broken scapula, 3 broken ribs, and a collapsed lung.
Anyway, he probably won't be here.
I don't think he's going to be able to get here. He went to the hospital.
So, I would think. Gee whiz.
So anyway, it's just one of those things. Horse stumbled.
Yeah.
You know, wasn't acting up or anything like that.
Yeah.
And little Holly Dunn, our EMS, she was right on the job. She was there within a minute and a half, 2 minutes at the outmost.
Yeah, because it was real close to you.
Immediately call 911 for the local fire department that came down here. Took them a little bit longer now.
Yeah.
But, anyway.
Well, hope she gets feeling better.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope so, too. She's a nice girl. But anyway, she'll heal. She's just 30 years old, I think.
Oh, yeah. She's a spring chicken.
Yeah. So I don't know if Bill's going to show up or not, but if he does, well, good. If not, well,
we're praying for her.
We'll
How's that?
Something else, yeah. Dr. Byers and Michael Blowen are on their way. I see Michael coming up. I don't see Doug. Did they take separate cars?
I don't know. Doug's down there talking to somebody in the parking lot.
Oh, everybody knows Dr. Bob.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, they'll be here. In fact, they are here. We're going to call Steve Moody. And, of course, he's the author of the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet. They're running the Stephen Foster tonight. I can't get used to Churchill Downs running at night. But that's what. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Ursula. I know the Stephen Foster's after my bedtime.
After your bedtime?
Yes.
Yeah, probably mine. What time's the post time?
I don't know. It's like 9 o'clock or something.
Yeah. That's a. Jack is showing Michael a picture of this. That's a filly that we had out here that got a lung infection and then came up to be a bleeder. We sent her over to New Vocations. And they sent her up to Michigan to a little 15-year-old girl up there, and you showed her a picture of her.
Junkin' big logs.
She looks fabulous.
She's doing cross country, and Arthur Hancock bred that.
Very nice.
That filly, and filly had
she's
some
beautiful.
Talent, but she would bleed right through her Lasix, and after that.
Well, obviously, in other hand, she felt a lot better.
Pardon?
I said, obviously, in other hand, she felt better.
That's
yeah.
True.
I mean, isn't that a good picture?
Yeah, it's a great picture.
Yeah.
Oh, let me hold it up to the radio.
Yeah.
There you go. Look at the style.
She's a beautiful chestnut, well-muscled, and she looks like she's going over that log enthusiastically.
Yeah. Three logs.
Yeah. Anyway, they run into Stephen Foster so tonight, and going to get in touch with Steve and let him give us the winner. They're running the Hill Prince Stakes up at Belmont today, and I'll probably have time to do something on Hill Prince. And they run some other stakes.
Sunshine Forever won that.
Yeah, that's one of Michael's, well, the first horse that you got here, isn't it, for old friends?
The first one we brought home from overseas, yep.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess the first one was your horse.
Yeah, first one was my horse. And
see, he takes care of himself first. Go ahead.
Take care of my horse first. Hey, I have three of my old claimers now. I had three of my old claimers at the farm.
Yeah.
I was 3-for-4 in retiring my horses. I missed on one of them.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, but we had 3 of 4, so that was good. But, yeah, Sunshine Forever, he looks great. He looks like he could run in it today.
He does look good, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Getting up there. I bought a share in that horse. You take care of him now.
Yeah, I'm trying. He's taking care of me.
I don't get him many reports on the care. Jackie, it's hot in here, but what are we going to do about some air?
Well,
I don't know. Wait till January. It's a hot day.
Open that window. You know, the wind was blowing in so hard.
Not now.
Well, open that side. And
stand by. Please stand by. Yeah. We're going to get the report here on the windows and the temperature.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Russell's going to do the weather.
Hill Prince. So we're going to do something on Hill Prince. And let's see. As far as winners out of the Thoroughbred Center, since we've had 30 this month through the 15th, that's 2 a day. And since the last week's show, we have had 14. That's 2 a day. And they were saddled by. Are you ready for this? Bill Hickey, who was supposed to be on the show today.
And great.
We'll catch. Well, his rider got hurt real bad. He's in the hospital with her this morning.
Oh my God! Who was it? We'll find out.
Trying to think of her name. What's her name?
Allison Logan.
Allison Logan.
Oh
yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. I hope she's okay.
Well, she's not.
Yeah.
But she's gonna be all right.
Yeah.
You know she's gonna live and everything. But she had broke her spatula. A shoulder blade.
Yeah. Shoulder blade. This is good. He's going to do the translating like Dr. Byers. He's going to give us the Italian and the Latin, and then he'll give us the English translation, and then he'll give us the slang phrase as well.
What's Latin for 3 ribs and a collapsed lung? So.
Yeah, really.
Well, anyway,
here comes Dr. Byers. You know, he got waylaid downstairs. You know, he's always getting stalked by people that want free advice.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But here he is,
Doc. Hill, you're going to have to bring on a little pad.
Think I feel when I wind up with Ursula?
Hey, look at
him.
All right. Well, wait a minute. Let's get back to this. Bill Hickey saddled a winner. So did Eduardo Caramori. Murat Sankal. Matt Frazier. That was a quarter horse. Matt trains both thoroughbreds and quarter horses, and this was a quarter horse up at Indiana Downs. Called Six Chill Coronas. How about that? That's a good name. Scooter Hughes, Byron G. Hughes, everybody calls him Scooter. Tracy Young. Tracy has the swimming pool over here for horses. I guess you'll let people in there, too.
Ew!
Jimmy Cargan, Juan Ruvalcaba. And I'm so upset that wrong. I got to learn how to pronounce his name right because he runs a lot of races. Kellen Gorder. Mike Cameron won another one with Tell a Little Secret. She was the horse of the meet at River Downs last year, on the grass, beating all the fillies down there. And this was her first start on the grass down to River Downs. She's coming off a win at Keeneland, by the way. So the track announcer, she's coming down to the stretch about four in front, and the track announcer says, she's back. Mike's not feeling well, and I hope he feels better. Mike Cameron, yeah. Floyd Cobb had a winner at Presque Isle, and then 2 days later, he had another winner at Presque Isle. Then yesterday, Kellen Gorder and the Acilio Cavalho saddled 50 Avenue to win yesterday. So that's 14 winners in a week. That being said, and that out of the way, it's time to go to a commercial break. And in stakes last weekend, Datalink, four-year-old Copa Warfront, bred by Stuart S. Janney III, which means it was raised over at Claiborne Farm, won the Grade II Mammoth Stakes at Won the Grade II Mammoth Stakes and at Hollywood Park. All-Star Heart, a five-year-old daughter of Arch, bred by Jerry Gibbs, won the Redondo Beat Stakes. Datalink won the Grade I Maker's Mark Mile at Keeneland earlier this year. He is one of five 2012 stakes winners by Warfront, one of 12 stakes winners from his first two crops. Five of the 12 have won graded stakes, and three have won Grade I stakes. Warfront's by Danzig, North America's leading sire of stakes winners. Redondo Beach, the Redondo Beach was the first start of the year for All-Star Heart, a Grade II stakes winner last year. Arch is also represented this year by Grade I stakes winner Hymn Book, Grade II stakes winner News Dad, Grade III stakes winner Bauble Queen, Grade III stakes winner Rothko. He's the broodmare sire of I'll Have Another, and of course he's the sire of Blame. Warfront, Arch, and Blame, for that matter, all stand at Claiborne Farm. For more information about the Claiborne Stallions, contact Bernie Sims. See the website at claibornefarm.com.
Sally Van Service has been in business for more than 60 years, and during that time, many of the greatest runners ever to step on a racetrack were entrusted to their care. And they've learned a lot along the way. It's pretty obvious that their vehicles and equipment are in tip-top condition. But the single most important safety factor is the ability and experience of the person behind the wheel. They're extremely proud of their drivers at Sally Van Service. They're experienced drivers and experienced horsemen, and that's a winning combination. Think about that the next time you ship your horse, whether it's across the county or across the country. When you load your horse into a Sally van, you can depend on the fact that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. The folks at Sally Van Service wouldn't have it any other way, and that's why for more than half a century, Sally Vans has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
Well, June 8 at Parks, Kiwi Ruler, a two-year-old colt from the second crop by Bob and John, won a $37,800 maiden special by 3.5 lengths in his first start. Kiwi Ruler is the first starter from the second crop by Bob and John, the sire of over 30 winners, including a stakes winner and a stakes place runner in his first crop. Bob and John, a Grade I stakes winner of over $996,000 by Seeking a Goal, out of graded stakes winner Minister's Melody by Champion Sire Deputy Minister, stands a Pin Oak Stud with the Stallions Broken Vow, Cowboy Cal, and Sky Classic. Broken Vow was represented by his seventh 2012 stakes winner on June 9 when Pretty Cozy won the Susan B. Anthony Stakes. Pretty Cozy's also posted wins at Saratoga and Aqueduct. She's earned over $211,000 to date. Broken Vow by Champion Siren Bridle is side four Grade I stakes winners. Cowboy Cal's a multiple graded stakes winner and Millionaire by Giles Causeway. And his first foals, now yearlings, are superb. Just wait until you see them at the sales. Sky Classic is side 58 stakes winners and more than 100 stakes horses. Winner of an Eclipse Award of over $3,320,000. He's by Nijinsky II. Inquiries to Clifford Berry or Nancy Stevens. And see the website at pinoakstud.com. All right, Michael Bowen, you can brag on your loser of the week last
week. Finished third in the Belmont at 20-1, setting off almost a $600 trifecta.
Did you bet the thing?
Yes, I did.
Did you really?
Yeah. So you had the second choice, followed by the third choice, followed by Attican, and Attican was the big choice. For a minute there, when they were turning for home, I said, holy cow, he might win. I don't have him on top.
Whoa, I said, whoa. Me.
Yeah, yeah, whoa. Stop. That's what I'm yelling. Everybody else in the track's going, come on, get him, hit him. Well, he stop, got, slow down.
He got beat. He got beat less than two lengths for all the money. Mm-hmm. You're right at about the 16th pole, but he hung a little bit right at the end.
Well, I mean, here's part of the thing. Mike Smith, you know, everybody's blaming Mike Smith for letting the horse in on the wire, but Mike Smith was much more worried about Attican at the time than he was about Union Rags on the rail. Because it looked like when they were turning for home that Attican was going to go by him. And so he went out to intimidate Attican a little bit, and that's when Union Rags came in down the rail.
Well, you're making excuses for Mike Smith?
No, I'm just saying that's what happened. He had to make a choice, and he made that choice, and the Union Rags opened up. And
Doc, you think Al Carroll would have let that horse through on the rail?
I said he was. If Al Carroll saw a horse coming for home on his outside that looked like he was going faster than the one on the inside, or he's more afraid of him, then Al Carroll would have gone after the one on the outside because he's smart.
Oh, he just stayed on the inside and used his right
foot. Oh, well.
But in any case, I don't care because every once in a while the loser loses like they should and everybody's happy.
Yeah, you're right. Losers. Okay, you're going. Oh, you're working on another loser.
Oh, I got a good one today.
Oh yeah. Okay.
I'm very proud of this.
Now, on his losers, you have to bet them all to show. Right?
Yeah. Or for third or fourth.
Third or fourth.
Yeah, but this one might even do better than that. But I really like her. She's a fabulous horse, and I know her mother.
Oh, well, that did it. That did it.
Yeah, they went to several movie theaters together.
Did they? He used to date her.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Is Alfred's horse? Alfred Knuckles' horse. She's her name is Heart of Destiny.
Okay.
And
what race she?
She's in the Regret.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And I think she's really, really steady. You know, she won the Alcibiades here at 17-1.
And the what?
The Alcibiades.
That's Alcibiades.
Alcibiades.
Okay.
Thank you.
Jeez.
You know, he can't pronounce anybody's name. He can hardly pronounce Smith, but you mispronounce the name of a damn horse, and it's unbelievable. He's totally unforgiving. Alcibiades.
Well, that's thank like you. That's, you know, that's like forgetting Regret, for golly.
So. All right.
And she was
sales,
a 19.
I know
that was Miss Hal Price Healy's foundation mare, and she was a 1930 Kentucky Oaks winner. For God's sakes, everybody knows that. All right, who you got?
So we have Heart of Destiny today in the sixth race at Churchill Downs, which past my bedtime. It's 8:30. That's why they're appealing to young people. They don't want old people like me at the racetrack anymore. So they have racing when you can't go. It'll keep up the youth movement up there.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
What's the post time for the Stephen Foster? Did you ever check?
9:35, 9:40.
Oh, gosh. I'll have to read about it tomorrow.
Yeah, it's tough. But this horse, Heart of Destiny, she's a daughter of Doc's Destiny.
Why aren't you talking to the microphone?
I'm trying to, and trying to look at the paper at the same time. It's a tough thing to do when you're my age. Boy, he got up on the right side of the bed, didn't he? So cheerful.
He's on a diet.
He's on a diet. That explains it.
Yeah.
He looks better, but he's meaner.
Hey, you try opening that fridge every day with the Sam Adams staring at you and you can't have it. See how happy you are.
No, you're right. You're right. I now I completely understand. I'll be more forgiving.
All right.
But Heart of Destiny, she's 12-1 on the morning line.
Okay.
And by the time they bet, you know, Graham Motion's got a nice horse in here named Koo. John Velasquez comes in to ride tonight, and he doesn't go around the country if he doesn't think he can win. Al Stahl has a nice horse named Treasured Up that might get part of it with Rosie Naprovnik. And both Center Court, Rusty Arnold's horse, looks really good in here, and as does Colonial Flag. But I'm going to key on Heart of Destiny, the 10 in the sixth race. We'll see what happens. I'm not particularly fond of that post position, going that distance at Churchill, but I think she can settle down early and go to the inside and save a little ground.
How far is the race? I didn't even look at it.
It's a mile and an eighth.
Well, what the hell difference is a post position game going to make going a mile and an eighth?
Well, I don't know, but I'm telling you, if you break out of the two hole and you're going a mile and eighth and you got at the 10 hole and the 10 hole horse loses by a whisker.
Oh, now he's running the race in advance. Yeah.
Jeez. Then it is important.
Okay. Well, I hope he doesn't let him through on the outside. All right. Hey, how was your party last night?
Oh, it wasn't last night. It was Thursday night.
Oh, good. How was it?
At Wines on Vine. It was fabulous.
Good.
Earned money for old friends. Met a lot of really, really nice people. And I have to say that that Burke's, the artists that Burke brought there were unbelievable. They're really, really fine painters. I mean, they're really, really good. So if you get a chance, go down to the Victorian Square, past the radio station on the bottom floor, just skip right by that, and go right up to the top floor, and you can see the artists in the attic. You can see some of their examples. But they raised about $400 or $500 for old friends, too.
Well, good.
That's yes. Good. Yeah, and they have that great beer, that you know, the 6th Street Brewery down there in Jefferson and 6th.
I don't want to hear about it.
they have it on tap there, and I think they even sell it cheaper than they sell it at the brewery.
Oh.
In fact, I'm sure they do, because I purchased it in both locations.
Doc, you hadn't figured out a way to get free beer yet.
Oh, yeah, I'm working on it, though. I've got it a couple times.
Yeah, well,
If I go to the Grey Goose in Midway at the same time as Suzanne and George and Dr. Mundy, I never have to pay for beer because they always buy me one. So if I time it right,
what do you do?
Free
call,
beer.
What do you call them? Check on them every night and see where they're going?
Yeah. He calls the Grey Goose and says, is George and his wife there?
Yeah.
He must have tapped my phone.
Oh, goodness. Well, you got something else coming up? Or?
Well, yes, we do, as a matter of fact. The Daily Racing Form is going to publish a special supplement for old friends.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
And Barbara Livingston, the Daily Racing Form photographer, the Eclipse-winning photographer, is coming this week to take pictures of the horses.
Well, she takes great pictures.
Yeah, she does.
She has a gift.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
And she works very, very hard. She always seems to be in the right place at the right time. It's unbelievable.
I don't know how she does. Can't get some of these pictures.
Yeah.
They're great pictures.
Well, if she's here on Saturday, we'll bring her over on Saturday.
I always love to see her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I went over and she autographed a book for me one day.
Yeah.
Over at in Georgetown.
Well, she did the Old Friends book, and of course, that was the inspiration for the name for our farm.
Yeah. And she let you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so did Eclipse Press, and I'm eternally grateful.
Oh, why? Did they have one? Oh, Eclipse Press, because they published your book.
Eclipse, you remember that horse?
No, I do.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah,
I'm just checking.
I used to clock him. Unbeaten.
But she's going to come next week and take some photographs, so that'll be really great.
Yeah, Matt Howard just arrived.
Matt's arrived?
Yeah.
The free hay man.
The free hay man,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anybody want free hay, call Matt Howard.
Oh. Hey, we give him a little bit of a tax deduction. It's not a lot, but it's really nice of him to do it. And he delivered it, too.
Yeah, that's what I understand.
Yeah.
I probably unloaded it.
Huh?
He probably unloaded it.
Well, I didn't. Sure. I didn't.
Well, I know you wouldn't.
I know Michael didn't unload it. He left for New York.
I was loaded. I was already packed and locked and loaded to go to New York.
Locked and loaded, yeah.
But, yeah, that should be fun. And, you know, we got a lot of people who have come to visit Rapid Redux, mm-hmm. and a lot of his fans have been around, so it's been really, really nice.
That's good.
The people that own Sergeant Burt came yesterday to see Sergeant Burt, mm-hmm. former record holder at Keeneland.
Very good.
So it's been exciting.
Yeah. Oh, I ran across another old horse. I won't mention him here. Oh, you dropped your beer over there, Matt.
Good job, Matt.
Yeah.
I'm not on a diet. I can have a beer.
Yeah. He says he's not on a diet. He can have a beer. There's a double stakes winner running around here.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, we'll have to talk about it whenever you feel like it, and we'll see what we can do.
I'll let you know.
We'll work on it.
I may be able to do something with him myself. Here comes Marcus. He wants to look at his works over there, Jackie.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he worked 4 or 5 horses this morning. So anyway. All right, let me take a break and we'll get Doc on.
Oh, good. We're finally going to learn something.
Yeah, amen. Anything else going on, Matt? Michael, you want to?
No, I hope people come over on tours. We got a big busload coming up this morning, and they'd like to. Barbara and Beth are handling the things over there today, and it's they just have to call 502-863-1775 and make a reservation.
Okay.
We'll be doing it today, tomorrow. Well, we do it every day. So
all right.
Come visit us.
Okay.
Come see these great stars.
Okay, well, July 9 at Delaware, the $75,000 Gopher One Stakes was won by Wicked Miz, a 3-year-old filly by Mizzen Mast. Wicked Miz won the Gopher One by widening 2 1/4 lengths in what was just her 4th career start. 3rd in her only start at 2, that was in a maiden special at Saratoga. She won a first start at 2012 and a maiden special at Parks. was beaten the nose in the $75,000 limit stakes at Aqueduct, then won the go for one. That same day at Churchill Downs, Teller Terry, another 3-year-old filly by Ms. Mass, won a $57,300 maiden special. The day before at Arlington, yet another 3-year-old filly by Ms. Mass, Francisca, won a $40,000 maiden special. Now, that's the type of performances horsemen have come to expect from the Mizzen Mass. Remember that at the upcoming yearling sales. Grade 1 stakes winner Mizzen Mass, sire 3 Grade 1 stakes winners, and a 5 2012 stakes winner stands at Judmont Farm with the young Grade 1 stakes winner First Defense. For more information, contact Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry and see the website at judmont.com. I want to talk a little bit about my good friend Tom Biedemann, Biedemann Real Estate and Auctioneers. You need to go to that website and look over what he's got for sale there. Or if you're selling something, let him get it up on the website for you. Now, he sells a lot of property around here. I'll mention one just in a minute. But here's his website. It's BiedemannBrokerage.com, B-I-E-D-E-R-M-A-N, Brokerage.com. And his phone number is 277-2030. He's got really nice places listed for sale. There's a beautiful place over on Pisgah Pike in Woodford County, 28.5 acres with a gorgeous renovated 1856 antebellum residence. Got a 5-stall barn, plank fence, paddocks. It's just 28.7 acres. And so when you go to mow it, it won't take you forever unless you get somebody else in there to help you. He just got a new listing. Over on Bethlehem Road, there's another nice compact place, 30 acres with a nice house on it, 2,500 square foot home with a swimming pool, by the way. It's got two barns, 15 stalls, and it's priced right. Owners purchased a larger farm, which Biedemann Real Estate sold to him, incidentally. And so he sold one place, and now he's selling another farm. That's how Tom does business. Once again, great guy to do business with. He knows where every sinkhole is in central Kentucky. It's BiedemannBrokerage.com, B-I-E-D-E-R-M-M-A-N, Brokerage.com. Well, Kipling, sired a winner of the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Mile. He's a full brother to a winner of the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Mile. He's the sire of Kip DeVille, winner of 4 Grade 1 stakes and of over $3,325,000. And he's a full brother to Court Vision, winner of 5 Grade 1 stakes, and the winner of over $3,746,000 by Gulch at a weekend storm by Stormberg. What's more, Kipling's Dam is a half-sister to AP Indy, winner of nearly $3 million, and to the classic winner Summer Squall, winner of $1,844,000. And Kipling also sired Dreams of Visions, stakes winner of over $500,000. Lord Kipling, stakes winner of nearly $500,000. Taylor Madison, stakes winner of over $340,000. And some 12% stakes horses from starters. Kipling is at Crestwood Farm with the stallions Mututa, No Biz Like Showbiz, Noble Causeway, and Tis Deja Vu. If you're having a late booking mare and it's getting late, believe me, it's getting late, call Paul McLean, Phil Hager, or Robert Keck at 252-3770. Be sure to ask about possible breeding incentives. Check the website at crestwoodfarm.com.
I got the horse right here. The name is...
Well, Doc, you haven't been able to get a word in edgewise this morning. It's Dr. Doug Byer.
No, I usually wait outside the door till Michael gets out of his chair.
I wish I could go with you. what's going on today? What are we talking? What's your topic of today?
Topic is specialists.
Specialists.
Yeah. And the reason for it, had a conversation with a veterinarian yesterday, been around here forever, and he's thinking of going to New York.
Oh.
So, you know, we're losing people at every... niche. And so I thought I'd just review some of the specialty thing, and people out there could think about who they're confident in. And when they're not around, where are they? And so when I came here in 1983, myself, Dr. Proctor, Dr. Rantanen, and Dr. Jerry Johnson were the only what we call board certified. And what that means is that they are somebody who went to veterinary school, then they went into a training program and took a recognized exam called the certification exam that the AVMA recognizes. They took the exam, and if they passed, they were board certified in that discipline.
Okay.
So we hit four. And I think we probably have close to 40 at this point of these specialty people, maybe more than that. So the first ones were, and Dr. Proctor established it, was surgery. Mm-hmm. So he was boarded in surgery. He was the only one, and basically a lot of surgeons weren't boarded and didn't want to get boarded. You know, you'd have to leave and go to a school and take a course and, you know, take forever. So they didn't do that. They just did surgery. And most of the surgeons did lameness. Mm-hmm. So they began to multiply in numbers, and where the numbers multiplied was people left the university after they completed their training programs and came here and went to work for Rood and Riddle and other places. And those practices recognize you've got to have excellence to be competitive for the future.
Mm-hmm.
So we had some of the specialty things, and I'll list a few here. And so surgeons were number one. Internists or internal medicine specialists.
That's you.
That's me. Came along next. Or actually, we were here, but just wasn't very many of us. Nobody liked what I did, so. We had Claire Latimer in ophthalmology.
Yeah.
There's a young gal up toward Shelbyville, Erica Toller, who's ophthalmology, boarded in ophthalmology. In the last 5 years, dentistry has become a discipline.
Is that right?
Yes. So Jack Easley and some of these others specialize in dentistry. Now, a lot of states don't provide for board certification.
Mm-hmm.
So getting board certified, you know, you'd have to go to a school. And so there's not a whole lot of those people. Dermatology, we don't have any dermatologists. Cardiologists, Dr. Johanna Reimer is the only one in this area.
Mm-hmm.
And she just got back in action. She had been with Rood and Riddle. And when they leave these practices, they have what's called no-compete clauses. And so she couldn't practice in this area in their designated geographical lines for 2 years. So she just got back in action. She's a great gal. So if you had a horse with a significant heart murmur and your veterinarian said, this horse is terrible, then you might ask that veterinarian, well, who's a heart person? And he'd say, Dr. Reimer.
Okay.
So now one of the problems.
Excuse me a minute, Doc.
Yeah.
I had the silverware. Jamie Bruin's here. Yep. Go ahead, Doc.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Get this metal out of my back.
Okay.
So cardiology was Dr. Reimer. Radiology. Most radiologists are self-taught. Dr. Norm Rand Channon, he came here in 83 and then he left. He found this area a little bit hospitable. They didn't open their arms and say, come on, you know, we need your knowledge and expertise. They more or less opened their arms and said, we can do what you do.
Yeah.
And he left. So he went to San Diego, lost a tremendous leader and person. And he taught ultrasound and he did all the other things. In the last couple of years, and it's not really a board certified discipline, but podiatry has shown up. So you've got these guys doing podiatry from these practices, and they're pretty busy and expensive. But
aren't you all?
No.
Oh, no.
There are some of us that don't have a lot of groceries on the table. Nutrition. If you're going to deal with Macaulay Brothers, you better have some credentials. Mm-hmm. And you've got two kinds of credentials, an advanced degree, a master's or a PhD, or you have board certification in nutrition. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing that's out there. The newest one is critical care. Okay. And that's for the emergency medicine. Now I'm double boarded in medicine and critical care.
Okay.
So, and I only did that because it's what I did. Is Jamie still here?
No.
That was him. He hit the floor.
I think that was my walkie-talkie that just hit the floor.
So, if I was doing internal medicine and a horse was hemorrhaging, you know, and those critical care people knew more about managing hemorrhage, that's what I wanted to learn about.
Yes.
So it only made sense. Some of the things that we don't have that you have in human medicine is we don't have a clinical pathologist here, although you go down to the diagnostic lab and they've got some boarded people down there, but not in the private sector.
Yeah, right.
And they've got great people. Mm. Just, you know, kidney specialists, we don't have that. Liver specialists, we don't have that. Gastroenterologists, we don't have that. That horse colics, you holler at Thorpe. But so pulmonary, ear, nose, throat, we don't have that. So those people are street taught, and they provide their services, and they get a reputation for, well, this horse makes a lot of noise. You better get a hold of somebody to take a look at that horse and say, well, yeah, paid $500,000 for him. Where's a specialist? Well, if you're going to stay right here in Kentucky, you can go to a number of people, but they're not boarded ear, nose, throat people. Yeah. So you appreciate that. One of the issues that's going on a lot is because, and I'm not whining, but because the market is so down that the veterinarians are unlikely or unwilling to send specialty work to the other guy. They want to keep it for themselves, and they get on the phone and they call Ohio State, or they call, you know, their alma mater, Auburn, and they'll say, you know, got a horse making a ton of noise, and I've scoped him, and I don't really see anything really wrong. What do I do next?
Yeah,
you know. So the economics have driven us in the wrong direction, and my point being that this area evolved from reasonably backwards or reasonably stable to probably the most advanced clinical medicine in the world. And now it's going the other way.
Yeah.
And so we're losing
good
people, and it's going to continue. And part of it's external factors, the money, and other thing is that part of it's the profession. Our colleagues are more into, some colleagues are into competition rather than camaraderie. So we're not advancing
Yeah.
Like we were on an exponential curve. But, yeah. You know, I don't mean to be whining, but clients are going to see that.
Yeah. Well, I noticed that Rudin Riddle's opened a branch in New York.
They're all moving out. They're all building satellite facilities.
Haggard's going too, you think?
I think Haggard's already has something in Florida.
Do they?
So, yeah.
Well, of course, it hadn't much changed down in Florida.
Right.
I mean, they've always had state programs, and now they've got slots.
Yeah. Well, I think the larger practices have got high-dollar specialists.
Yeah.
That aren't as busy as they need to be.
Yeah.
So, they're going to...
I see what you're saying.
They're going to send them out.
Well,
The Titanic.
Let's think of something cheerful
hey,
to say.
We got a lot of fabulous retired horses here. Let's hope we keep some of them running. Let's get some of the persons up at the traps.
I think you pick up the paper almost every day and you see something that is negatively impacting the horse industry.
Yeah.
And yet, in spite of all of this, the ratings are up for the Belmont for television. Attendance was up. The handle's up. I mean, you can beat this sport to death for as long as you can, and still it survives. It's an amazing thing, and that just proves how valuable these horses are as athletes.
Yeah,
I mean, they're absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to give it to you from the medical standpoint.
Yeah,
kind of like you've got a heart thing that's showing up. You got a heart thing that's showing up, and so they tell you you got to go to St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's a good thing we have Dr. Byers here to depend on, seriously.
Well,
because I'm telling you, it's true.
You don't depend on him.
It's true. Yeah. Hey, I want to give one more plug into my friend Steve Anderson, who's one of your sponsors.
Okay, do it.
Yeah. Because he came over the other day and he knew we needed some mowing done, so he figured out a way that we could borrow a Toro, huge industrial strength Toro. Zero turn for a day, and I'd like to buy it. We're trying to work on the price now, but he's really helped us a lot. He's coming over next week. He's got the farm paint people that are going to come and paint Patton's paddock.
But they painted ours too.
Yeah,
our whole farm.
Great.
Yeah. Well, that's Equine Savings.
Equine Savings. Steve Anderson, and he's coming next. And next week he's going to come with the fly eliminator people.
I want to know how that works. We were talking about that, too.
I'm thinking about using some of it in my house.
You know, last year with the face flies, we didn't have hardly any. And boy, they're bad this year. Yeah, I don't know what happened.
They are bad this year.
Yeah. Anyway, okay.
I want to thank Steve and everybody that he works with because they've been fabulous. Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Let me take a break here, and then I'll get back. Well, last Saturday at Hollywood Park, Until You, a 3-year-old colt in the first crop by Jazzle, led all the way to win a $52,000 maiden allowance race. Until You is just the latest in a growing list of promising 3-year-olds from Jazzle's first crop. Just days earlier, Jazzle's song won in impressive fashion, Come From Behind, at Churchill. Allowance winner Najjar ran third in the $125,000 Arlington Classic, and he's probably going to go next in the Great Two American Derby. Jazzle's Love Me Good won a maiden special at Presque Isle in her second start. She placed in a maiden special at Keeneland first time out. And that's just in the last few days. Now, runners by Belmont Stakes winner Jazzle are finding the winner's circle with regularity. By seeking the gold out of Broodmare of the Year Better Than Honor, Jazzle stands at Shadwell Farm with the stallions Albertus Maximus, De Hare, Interdab, Invisor, Moostenfar. Inquiries to stallion manager Ken Barnes and see the website at shadwellfarm.com. I want to talk a little bit about my friend... Ralph Quillen down at Quillen Tack in Paris. They got a special going on down there. If you buy a wallet or a belt at Quillen Tack, you get a free key tag with your name on it. Very nice. Ralph, why don't you give away something that I haven't got? I bought one of those from me a long time ago.
More free items for Ursula. He's always yelling at me for getting free.
Yeah, stuff. What is
he's
this?
You know, he's over there with a tin cup outside Quillen Tack begging for keychain.
Yeah, I've got his belt holding up my britches. I've got, with a... And I got a key tag, and I don't have a wallet. I don't carry a wallet. Jackie, we know that. Jackie.
It's been obvious for years.
Jackie won't give me any money. But they make some beautiful wallets there. They also make the greatest halters in the world. and sell more than anybody else, any other tack shop.
And give more away than anybody else in the world, too, probably.
To old friends.
We got some rapid redux halters we have to pick up over there.
So if you're looking really for quality tack, that's the place to go. It's a great, and it's got a great gift shop there, too. That's where the free key tag. So you can go in, if you buy a wallet or a belt, you can always give one of those key tags to your wife for her birthday or your wedding anniversary. Or
hello, you know, honey. This is our 30th wedding anniversary. I got a free key tray for you.
But your name is on it on a brass tag.
Very nice.
Well, Ralph, why do you put up with us? Ralph puts up with a lot, and he's a great guy.
I'm afraid my wife would use those keys on the other end of the chain to get in the car and go back to Massachusetts.
She said, Doc says. Anyway, Quillen Tack is in Paris, Kentucky. If you're going into Paris on Lexington Road, just keep going. Go to the third stoplight and look to your left, and you can't miss it. And they're great people. Let me give you his website. It's very easy. It's QUILLIN.com. That's Quillen Tack and Leather. Well, U.S. Ranger was undefeated in three starts, all three starts in France. He was a champion three all of his year in Ireland. He also won stakes in France and was group placed in Great Britain. At four, he was again a champion in Ireland, ran second in the Group 1 July Cup in Great Britain, also placed in Group 1 stakes in France, then came to this country and placed in graded stakes. He was a runner wherever he was asked to compete. U.S. Rangers by Danzig, the leading sire of North American stakes winners, and the sire also of Dane Hill, the leading sire of stakes winners worldwide. U.S. Rangers Dam is by Roberto's top son, Red Ransom, who sired 108 stakes winners, and she is a half-sister to Dinah Farmer, who sired 125 stakes winners. U.S. Ranger has a great sire family. Second Dam, by the way, is grade one stakes winner Andover Way. His first foals are yearlings. Take a close look at him at the upcoming sales. U.S. Rangers at Windstar Farm, home of three of the top 10 sires on the 2012 sire list. Inquire to Jerry Duffy or Jenny Barnett and see the website at windstarfarm.com. All right, Michael, last call for BS. What's going on?
Well, I just hope people come and see Rapid Redux. You know, he's a wonderful horse that won 22 races in a row. And
you've got horses on both ends of the spectrum there.
Yeah, he's friends with Gulch. It's kind of interesting.
Well, Gulch was a great racehorse, you know.
Oh, yeah, of course he was.
I was talking about Zippy Chippy.
Oh, yeah, Zippy Chippy's up in New York. We're trying to get him down here for a guest appearance. Zippy Chippy, as most of you know, was 0 for 100. Yeah. So we have 22 in a row and 0 for 100. We got and everything in between. But it's funny to watch they claimed Rapid Redux for $6,250 and then put him in the starter allowance categories, and they won 22 races in a row, and I think 19 of them were all starter allowances.
Yeah.
But he's a hard knocker, I'll tell you, and he's really, really, really smart, and he loves Gulch. In fact, if Gulch goes behind a tree or he can't see him, he starts to scream at him, and so he has to get in a position where he can keep an eye on him.
Yeah, well, then, of course, not in the same pattern.
No.
Have you got anything turned out with Rapid Redux yet?
Not yet, no.
Yeah.
No, we're letting
He'll
him.
He'll be happier with company, wouldn't he, Doc?
Yeah. Yeah, we will. He's got a few nicks and a few bumps and a few other things, you know, little things that you get from racing all that time. So we're going to wait till he feels 100%.
If he feels
100%, we'll put somebody in there with him.
Hey, is Willenda still out there?
Willenda is unbelievable. Now, Dr. Bryce was talking about podiatry, and I tell you, Dr. Fraley really saved this horse's, you know, life. And, you know, he did amazing things. You know, Willenda's had laminitis since we got him. Mm-hmm. And it's never gotten worse. And he keeps adjusting these shoes little on the outside. He's got one on the inside, got one on the outside. I mean, it's unbelievable what he does. He spends hours and hours and hours every few weeks with this horse. And he's very comfortable. He goes out, you know.
Yeah, that's one of those specialists that Doc was talking mm-hmm. about. What's his name, Doc?
Dr. Fraley.
Ryan Fraley.
I think we have Ryan Fraley.
And he's got a great crew, too.
And we don't have boarded podiatrists. But that's his clinical specialist.
That's his clinical specialist?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, very good.
Yeah, he's very, very careful about it.
Speaking of the Willendas, did you watch the Willenda walk across the Niagara?
No, I wanted to, but I fell asleep. I turned it on. Yeah. It says it's an hour and a half till he's going to go, and I'm going, an hour and a half? Are you crazy? I'm out of here.
Did anybody know? Did he make it?
Yeah,
or
he made it.
Yeah, oh, did sure. He? Somebody said they made him have some kind of a safety something.
Yeah, he had a little tether on him.
What would a tether do?
Well, if he fell off, it would catch. It was attached to the wire, so he wouldn't.
Oh, okay.
He wouldn't go into Niagara Falls. His cousin, one of the other Willendas that had come to the farm, I asked him about the harnesses and about working without a net and all that business, and he said a lot of the times with the older harnesses, it made it more difficult to do your job because it added weight and it affected your balance, so it made the job even harder. So he didn't really wear a harness. It was just a little tether with a hook on it. So
yeah.
He made it.
Yeah, well, that's good, because they came to the farm and see Willenda, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
And put a little act up there.
And now he's going to announce, I think, in another few weeks where he's going to go next year. Yeah. My guess is that he's going to try and get permission to go across the Grand Canyon.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a long walk.
Yeah.
Especially when the thing, you're walking on a 2-inch cable.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a movie. Well, it takes all kinds.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
All right, Michael.
Ursel, thank you so much. Yeah, and as I say, come
thank
visit
you,
us. It's
Doctor.
Great to see you. Thanks again to Steve Anderson and everybody else who's been helping us.
Steve's a great guy, isn't he?
Very good.
Yeah. All right. Well, last Sunday at Woodbine, the $150,000 Victoria Park Stakes was won by Prospective, 3-year-old Copa Malibu Moon. A grade 2 stakes winner earlier this year and a grade 3 stakes winner at 2. The Victoria Park was Prospective's first start since the Kentucky Derby, where he clipped heels early and lost all chance. Bred by Spendthrift Farm, sold as a yearling for $250,000. Prospective has earned more than $535,000 to date. And here's another 3-year-old by Malibu Moon to watch. Sunday at Hollywood Park, Winding Way had tongues wagging after winning her first start by nearly 5 lengths. And finishing, to quote the official chart of the race, full run. Like Prospective, Winding Way was bred by Spendthrift Farm. Nationally ranked Malibu Moon stands at Spendthrift Farm. And if you've got a late booking mare, Spendthrift's popular Breed Secure program is still available for the young stallions Into Mischief, Line of David, and Notional. On the Breed Secure program, if you sell your yearling, weanling, or in full mare, and you don't make a profit, you don't pay. Doesn't get any better than that. For details, call Ken Wilkins, Des Dempsey, or Sean Fell. The number at Spendthrift is 294-0030. Or check the website at SpendthriftFarm.com.
To succeed at the races, you need an advantage. That edge is BristNet.com. Racing's number one website has the value-added information no one else has. In-depth trainer stats, detailed pedigree data, Brisk class, pace, and speed ratings, free membership, handicapping contest, exciting monthly giveaway. For a true picture of how the race will be run, discover BristNet.com, the official data source of the Kentucky Derby.
Well, you heard Michael Bloin talk about Steve Anderson's equine savings program just a little bit earlier and the great equipment over there. He's talking about either Toro or X-Mark, commercial mowing equipment, and he was really impressed with it. And here's the thing on the equine savings program. You can save up to 28% off the cost if you purchase one of those things. And to join equine savings, of course, doesn't cost a thing. And part of the savings, part of the money that you go or that you spend will go toward the KTA and TOBA. So anyway, that's something to keep in mind. And of course, there's nothing better than Toro or X-Mark mowers. 28% savings. Here's how you get in touch with Equine Savings. I'll give you a couple of numbers here. The local number, it's a Georgetown number, is 502. It's 863-6000. Our toll free is 877-905-0004. Or, of course, you can always go to their website, which is equinesavings.com. It's a simple program, simple pricing, one straightforward price for everybody, no coupons, no hassles, just the best products and best mowers and the best paint. And they also feature farm paint. Go to farmpaint.com and learn something about that. It's great. We had our farm painted with those products. And Equine Savings, you can save a lot of money by doing that. And this is one Jackie and I were looking forward to, that Arbico Organic Pest Control. We'd like to get rid of those face flies, so we're going to look more into that ourselves. Also, Commonwealth Technology for your copier, your fax, or your scanner. Equine Savings, locally owned, gives back to the industry and is going to deliver you the best value for your hard-earned dollar. So Equine Savings, locally owned, as I said. Call them. They answer the phone 7 days a week. It's 502-863-6000, 877-905-0004, or equinesavings.com. All righty, Jackie.
Yes, sir.
Why don't you let me do the KTA thing for my good friend David Schweitzer out there. Take it up to the top of the hour.
Okay.
And we'll see if our... I'm sure he won't. Bill Hickey was supposed to come in today, but if you didn't tune in earlier, his rider got hurt out here. Horse went down with and rolled on. Are you leaving, Holly?
Yep.
Well, thanks for the help. That's Holly Dunn, EMS. What am I going to do if I need medical attention while you're gone? She laughed at me.
I guess Jackie will give me mouth-to-mouth.
Jackie will give me mouth-to-mouth. Okay. Bye-bye, Holly. Anyway, his rider was hurt out here, and she's in the hospital, and Bill's with her. And we're hoping that she makes a very speedy recovery. She took a beating when the horse rolls on you that way. You know, it's they had to call. Then anyway, Holly, who just went out, the EMS here, when she was over there, she was by her side within 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And took care of her and looked after her and checked her out and everything and called 911 and got emergency help down here to haul away in an ambulance. All righty, those things happen. That's the name of the game. Okay, these are the breeders of Kentucky Bred Stakes winners last weekend. And it's brought to you by Kentucky Thoroughbred Association. That's David Schweitzer, who's the organizer there. And, of course, the Grade 1 Belmont Stakes winner, Union Rags, was led by Phyllis M. White, foaled over Royal Oak, incidentally. Let's see, the Just a Game Stakes, Grade 1 at Belmont. Tappet Fly won that, was bred by Frank L. Jones, Jr. Let's see, they ran 10. Incidentally, they ran 10 graded stakes over the weekend, and Kentucky Breds won 7 of them. It's not too bad, not too shabby. Let's see what else we got. The Woody Stevens, Grade 2, up at Belmont Park. Triniberg won that, bred by the J.M. Stables. The Grade 2 True North winner, Kexa Electronica, was bred by Richard Rowan. The Brooklyn Handicap, nope, that wasn't. The Mammoth Stakes, the Grade 2 at Mammoth Park, went to Data Length. That's a Warfront, because Warfront stands over at Claiborne Farm. And this one bred by Stuart S. Janney III. And so that means, of course, it was raised over there at Claiborne Farm also. Honeymoon Stakes, Grade 2 at Hollywood Park. My Gigi won that. Was bred by Darley. The Jiper Stakes, named after George D. Winder's great son of Nash Rula, was won by Upgrade. And Upgrade was bred by Mike Anderson Thoroughbreds. In other stakes... Let me see the Kentucky Breds here. I'm going flipping through. Gee whiz, didn't I mark them? Huh. Well, I'm just going to have to look as we go. Okay, the Easy Gore at Belmont went to Teeth of the Dog, bred by Royal Pegasus. The Silver Sullivan one. The Gopher Juan, that was a mizzen mast, but I think that was foaled in Florida. I love that horse, Mizzen Mass. Good-looking stud horse if you've never seen him. The Hawkeye Stakes at Prairie Meadows winner was Louisiana bred. Unbridled Stakes at Calder. Of course, most of those things are Calder bred. The Cyclone Stakes at Prairie Meadows. Maybe I didn't miss anything. I'm still looking. You Can Do It Stakes. Another Florida bred, the opening verse at Churchill Guy's Reward, bred by, there we go, Haymaker Farm. That's a Kentucky bred. And let's see, the Redondo Beach. That's a Canadian. That's an Arch, by the way. The Manhattan Beach Steaks went to a thing bred in Great Britain. I didn't mark these real good, did I, Ursel? The Sea Aaron. You up at Arlington, Sea Aaron, of course, named after that Hasty House grass horse back in the what, 1950s. Richard Sherman bred that one. It's Kentucky bred. The John McSorley Stakes at Monmouth Park winner was a Varsity. That's a Son of Indian Charlie, bred by Diana and Bertram Firestone. Indian Charlie, I've got an Indian Charlie hat on me that Tim Thornton gave me over here one day. Let's see, what else have we got here? The Emergency Nurse Stakes at Carla, Angelica Zapata won that one, bred by Buck Pond Farm and Herman Vandenbroek. Friend of mine trains at Ron Pellegrini. Ron used to train up here at the Thoroughbred Center. Moved his owner, is from out of the country, and he wanted to train, stay in South Florida, so he's stabled at Calder now because it was more convenient for his owner to fly to South Florida than it was to Kentucky. Let's see here. What else have I got? I'm really, really up on this. I guess that's it. No, the Victoria Park Stakes is at Woodbine with a pot of $150,000. Went to Perspective of Malibu Moon, read by Spendthrift Farm. And that did do it. So without further ado, we'll go to the, what are we going to? We've got to go to a binary here now in the Derbrus. I'll get organized here in a minute. Here we go. The first starter from the first crop by Street Hero won his debut at Calder in a maiden special, won by 5 1/4 lengths. The second starter, a colt trained by Wesley Ward named Simon Eyes, was second in his first start in a maiden special at Belmont Park. So he's had two starters. One of them won first time out, and one of them was second first time out. So the Street Heroes are coming out running just as expected. Street Hero was quite a runner himself. Never out of the money in six starts. He won the Grade 1 Norfolk Stakes and placed in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile and Grade 1 Del Mar Futurity as a two-year-old. He's one of 12 Grade 1 Stakes winners by the top sire Street Cry, who stands for a fee of $150,000. So watch for yearlings by Street Hero at the major sales this year. He stands at Vinery, Kentucky, where, with state-of-the-art facilities also in Florida and New York, they stand ready to assist you in every facet of the thoroughbred industry, from foaling to the winner's circle. They even offer a highly successful racing partnership program. So just call John Gasper, Steve Castanola, Francis Relihan, or Grant Williamson at Vinery, Kentucky. The number out there is 455-0388. Or go to the website for more information, vinery.com.
When Jack and I moved to Bourbon County, that was about 25 years ago, we checked around to see where we should go for our insurance needs. The name that kept coming up was the Hopewell Company. So we had a talk with Ted McLean at the Hopewell Company. We've been doing business with him ever since. And believe me, we've been more than satisfied. The Hopewell Company is an independent insurance agency. They don't work for an insurance company. They work for you. And they represent a carefully selected group of financially sound, reputable companies, so they are able to offer the best coverage at the most competitive price. The folks at Hopewell are prepared to provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of your insurance. The Hopewell Company in Paris, established in 1955 by Joe McLean, is a full-service insurance agency. Give them a call, 987-2347. Or better yet, stop by the office at 820 Main Street in Paris. They're nice people, and they do a great job for you.
From the Toyota of Nicholasville studio, this is WLXG Lexington, ESPN, Sports Radio 1300.
Toyota Nicholasville, where price sells cars.
A June 8 at Belmont Park, the historic Grade 2 Brooklyn Handicap was won by Redeemed, a 4-year-old colt by Include. That same day in Canada, Beluga Bull, a 3-year-old colt from the first crop by Flashy Bull. He's undefeated in six starts, posted his fourth stakes win. And Attigan, a colt from the first crop by Istan, ran a dead game third, beating less than two lengths for all the money in the classic Grade 1 Belmont Stakes. Then on June 13th at Indiana Downs, Silvermax, he's by Badge of Silver, shipped in to take the $200,000 Oliver Stakes, setting a new track record, going a mile in 1:33.4. Redeem won the Brooklyn by 10 lengths. Boost his earnings to over $712,000. He's one of six 2012 stakes winners by Include, a list that includes Grade 1 stakes winner Include Me Out. Flashy Bull has sired six stakes horses, three stakes winners, including a graded stakes winner in his first crop. Istan has sired two graded stakes horses in his first crop. Multiple stakes winner Silver Max went into the Oliver Stakes off a win in the $125,000 Arlington Classic. Looking for a runner in your racing stable? Include Flashy Bull, Istan, and Badger Silver, standing Mr. and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com. And remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit. All righty, we're starting the second hour of the Horse Tales. And we've got a new man down in the studio, David. And David, you're doing a very good job. I'm very impressed. Doing a better job there than we are here.
Wow.
Not counting Ressie. Ressie's doing a good job. I'm talking about myself.
Well, no contest.
Yeah. All right, Jackie, I'm going to let you do some announcements now and let you foul up for a while.
Okay, I'll be happy to. Join Sprinsfield, his Valley High Show Stables down in on Pinkard. Ursel, there's your stuff up there.
Oh, yeah, 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 my stuff.
Your
it looks like cantaloupe.
Maybe. Cantaloupe, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
Thank you,
Chrissy. Valley High Show Stable is in Woodford County on Pinkard. You take the Bluegrass Parkway, get off on 33, turn left. Pinkard turns off to the left pretty quick, and then she's just right there. She's on this side of the Montessori School. So anyway, this Wednesday, coming up June 20th, at 6 o'clock, she's having a schooling jumper show. They're just a lot of fun, and the jumps go from 2 feet to 3'6". It's just a lot of fun. If you're just hanging out and, you know, there's no show coming up or blah, 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 you want to go down and have a good time, that's a good one.
And Jackie's been, I don't think my mic's on.
Oh, okay, it's not. I've been riding down there. I decided I better start riding again since Betsy got hurt. I haven't ridden, and so I had somebody come out and get on my mare, and I've been taking, going down and riding Joyce's nice school horses. She has real nice school horses, and I have to take Betsy to Cardinal Hills. While Betsy's at Cardinal Hill doing that, I go down and ride. And so the other day I said, well, I jumped a little stick or something, and I said, gee, I think I'll go ahead and start getting on a mare. She said, I don't know if I do that yet. So talk about being out of shape.
You haven't ridden in 3.5 years.
So. I know, almost four. Muscles are gone. Anyway, she's also having summer camps. June 18th to the 22nd is summer camp for beginner and intermediate. And then she got some serious stuff going on in July. And then July 30th to August 3rd as adults. Bring your own beer and a folding chair is how that one goes. So anyway, let me give you Joyce's phone number. It's 948-2632. There was something else I was going to announce, and I should have written it down. Anyway, Central Kentucky Riding Hope's looking for volunteers, as always. If you're looking for computer help, go to the computer clinic out in Hamburg. It's in the same building as Myers. They do a really good job. And, you know, when I call and ask, they'll stop on the phone and just try to help me. You know, they're real nice. 263-7374.
Very reasonably priced.
Yeah, yes, amazingly. All right, Thoroughbred Farm Managers Club 20th Annual Golf Scramble. Well, Challenge Cup Golf Scramble to you. It's at the University Club. It is going to be June the 25th. That's coming up pretty quick. Proceeds to benefit KEME and the Thoroughbred Retirement Foundation. It's a shotgun start. I have no idea what that is. But people who play golf probably do. You can be a sponsor. You get your team and just go do it. It's a lot of fun. They'd like you to do this by the 18th, so they kind of got an idea of what's going on. Now, you can just, the best way to do it is to go online and ktfmc.org, and that'll get it. Antebellum Farm. The Sierra, so I always forget what that, Yarnelton.
Yeah.
It's out on Yarnelton. Her first show, this is Nancy Newton. I love Nancy Newton. I've known her for years. This is her annual, she does two shows at her farm, and they're just as most relaxed, fun, enjoyable thing. It's combined training and dressage. July 8th is the first one. If you are interested, and it's just a picnic. Nancy Newton, 253-1839. They go from greenies with 2-foot cross rails, you know, to intermediate, and you have 311, and you have to go so many meters per whatever it is. I don't do meters, so. Anyway, I wouldn't be good enough to do that. Okay, Saturday, August 4th, get ready. It's Hats Off Day. Hats Off Day is at the Horse Park. It's a huge draw for tourists, gives them something to do, and they learn about the industry, the whole nine yards. What they're looking for is people to donate farm hats or, you know, I don't know, John Deere hats, I don't know, whatever. And people just love it. They come, they look for it every year, and they come. It's a very good, I don't know who had the idea, but it's excellent. So, if you're interested in either being a sponsor or having something to do with it, contact hatsoffky.com. That's hatsoffky.com. Horse Park this weekend is Country Air number 2. This is Country Air number 1 was last week. Joyce Brinsfield goes to these, takes her kids. This is Country Air number 2. It goes today and tomorrow. Next week, starting on Thursday, Mideast Kentucky Quarter Horse Association show, and that runs through the weekend and with Mid-South Pony Club Rally. If you want to see the benefits of your kids being in Pony Club, you need to go to this rally. I mean, they check the tack to make sure there's no saddle soap in the little holes in the tack. And they part the hair on the mane and the tail to see there's no dandruff or dirt. And it is so slick, and they teach them to do, it's so disciplined and so well run, it's worth going out to check it out. It's amazing. It's amazing. And of course, safety first. Everything is, they do everything for safety first, and then, gee whiz, you gotta go see it. I scribed one year for a judge. And it's an amazing thing. I mean, they get points off of this, that, the other thing. These kids work so hard. So that's next week, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Horse Park. Okay, Ursel.
All right. See what the gentleman wants. You find what you wanted up there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, all right. Well, in stakes last weekend, Data Link, a 4-year-old colt by Warfront, bred by Stuart S. Janney III, won the Grade 2 Mama Stakes, and at Hollywood Park, All-Star Heart, a 5-year-old daughter of Arch, bred by Jerry Gibbs, won the Redondo Beach Stakes. Data Link won the Grade 1 Maker's Mark Mile at Keeneland earlier this year, and he's one of 5 2012 stakes winners by Warfront, and one of 12 stakes winners from his first two crops. 5 of the 12 have won graded stakes, and 3 have won Grade 1 stakes. Warfront is by Danzig, North America's leading sire stakes winners. The Redondo Beach was the first start of the year for All-Star Heart, a Grade 2 stakes winner in 2011. Arch is also represented this year by Grade 1 stakes winner Hymnbook, Grade 2 stakes winner Newstead, Grade 3 stakes winner Bauble Queen, Grade 3 stakes winner Rothko, and he's the broodmare sire of I'll Have Another. Warfront and Arch stand at Claiborne Farm. For more information about the Claiborne Stallions, contact Bernie Samson. See the website at Claiborne Farm. com.
Here are 297-1861, or stop by the office at 1102 Main Street in Paris. Ask about the services available also at Indian Creek, where many of the major stakes winners both here and abroad first saw the light of day. Indian Creek has raised, boarded, and sold many of the world's finest thoroughbreds, and the Clayward Agency has insured many of the world's finest thoroughbreds. Indian Creek and the Clayward Agency, that's a winning combination.
Well, the first foals by Dunkirk are yearlings this year. You'll be seeing them at the major sales this year, and you're going to like what you see. Dunkirk himself was a $3,700,000 yearling. He was a showstopper, and so were his first foals. He was also a runner. He won his first two starts, both the Gulfstream, by a combined 10.5 lengths. Then, in just his third career start and first around two turns, he gave Quality Road all he wanted in the Grade 1 Florida Derby. Followed that up with a second to champion three-year-old Summerbird in the Grade 1 Classic Belmont Stakes. Dunkirk is by the outstanding Sire and Bridle Song, sire of 14 Grade 1 Stakes winners. He's out of the AP Indy Mare Secret status, one of the Grade 1 Kentucky Oaks, the Grade 1 Mother Goose, and of over $1 million. It's a great pedigree, and Dunkirk lived up to it. Stands at Coolmore's Ashford Stud, home of five of the top 25 sires on the 2012 General Sire List, including champion sire Giants Causeway and champion second crop sire Scat Daddy. For more information about the Ashford Stud stands, call the farm, 873-7088. Leading sires, potential leading sires, only at Coolmore. Well, we interrupted Jackie. Jackie, we'll get back to you, but I've got Steve Moody with me today. Big day up at, it isn't a day at all, is it? It's tonight.
Yeah, it is a first rehearsal. They've just moved the Stephen Foster Day to Stephen Foster Night. So,
9:39 post time.
They got the four stakes races, starting with the Matt Wynn, and that's going to be around 7:30, 7:45, something like that, and then Stephen Foster at about 9:39, I think.
9:39, yeah. Well, let's start with a big one. How do you see that?
Well, the big news there is which of the Dan horses is going to run. Charlie Lopresti, the entry of Wise Dan and Successful Dan. He's named Johnny Velasquez on both of them, and the rumor is that probably Successful Dan's going to scratch unless Wise Dan, unless there's some sort of problem with Wise Dan, and they say that he's the one that's going to run, but I just checked the entries and there's no, haven't posted the scratches yet for tonight, so don't know yet who's going to run. I think either one has a good chance of winning. I actually picked Successful Dan. I thought his race on Oaks Day was just a huge race. He won the Ali Sheba, came from off the pace, and won in track record time. That track record had stood for a long, long time. I think maybe back into the 70s, maybe even further. And that was a huge race for him. He had won, he's won three or four at Churchill. That's who I picked on top, but if he doesn't go and Wise Dan goes, instead, I certainly think he's very capable. Of course, he won the Ben Ally, in impressive fashion at Keeneland on the poly track. He runs well on poly track. He's won stakes on turf. Cost me a lot of money last summer on 4th of July last summer on the turf, unfortunately. But he's followed up the races, the win at the Ben Ally. He's just been working bullets. So I think if he's the one that runs, I think he's very capable. The mile and a half or mile and an eighth is not an issue for him. So I'm going to take whichever one of the Dan horses runs. That's who I'm going to take on top, Ursel.
Okay.
I thought the three-horse Fort Larned was he ran a just a you know he ran a bang up race behind Successful Dan in the race on in the Alashiba, and this is a horse that just keeps continuing to improve for Ian Wilkes. Julian Leperu comes in to ride him, and the horse looks to be on top of his game. That's who I would. He would be my second choice in here. And then, of course, Alternation coming in from Arkansas is unbeaten this year. He's 4-for-4. And Donnie Von Himmel has him, and certainly can't knock what he's done. He's yet to taste defeat this year, but this is a will be a really big win for him. I don't think he's just a half a notch below Wise Dan, but certainly wouldn't be a surprise. So I'm going to go either 1 or 1A, take your pick, and then 3 and 8 in Stephen Foster.
All righty. That 8 horse you're taking, Alternation, he is that's a distorted human bone, bred on by Pinnock Stud. All right, what about the, let's just back up then. Let's go to the
Fleur-de-Lis. Fleur-de-Lis is the 7th, grade 2, mile and 8th, fillies and mares. And, you know, the horse to beat in here was unquestionably is Royal Delta. The big issue that I have with her is I normally don't like to take horses coming back from Dubai. It just seems like that trip over there always knocks these horses out, and especially the first time that they run back in the United States. The issue there though is this horse has been working so well, and she ran so well at Churchill last fall. When she won the Breeders' Cup, that, maybe the trip, hasn't knocked her out. She looks like if she runs anywhere close to how she, ran last fall at Churchill, she's going to be very tough to beat, but she is 4-5 on the morning line. And, that's like I said, the Dubai thing, is the only sort of nagging question about her. The one horse St. John's River, of course, was second in the Kentucky Oaks, and
kind of an unlucky second.
Yeah, she always is running at the end. Sometimes just doesn't get there. But I think she's pretty honest. Obviously, the mile and eighth will suit her, and I think she's going to be, she'll be in the mix. Whether she's good enough, we'll just have to wait and see. Then the three horses, Fleeting Lady, looks to be, on the upswing for, after a layoff. Dale Romans has her, and they got the leading rider, Corey Lannery is aboard. And, like I said, she looks like she just keeps getting better. I think she's got a chance in there, but we'll go 5-1-3 in the Fleur-de-Lis. The sixth race is the Regret. That's a grade 3, mile and eighth on turf for 3-year-old fillies. I'm nearly full field in here with 11, going, pretty well matched group. I think there's, 3 or 4 or 5 that have a shot. I settled on the 2-horse Center Court. Spent out 3 times on grass, a win in 2 seconds. I know she only has a maiden, that the one win was a maiden win, but the best numbers she's put up have been on turf. And like I said, she's never been worse than second in the 3 turf race got. She's obviously bred for it. She's by Smart Strike, and she surely seems to like it. I think she'll be in a pretty good spot in the early part of it and try to run down, you know, run down the leaders in the stretch run. The bottom horse is a horse that's improving. A funny proposition. Is bred to like the turf. I think she's worth using here at a little bit of a price. Mark Cassie trains her. Miguel Mana has the ride. And then the five horse Silver Hustler is a big price that I think could spice up the gimmick bets in here. 20-1 in the morning line. She won her first turf start for Grant Forster, and Corey Nakatani comes in to ride her. So she's one I think I would I'd have to use, especially on the bottom if you're playing tries or superfectas. The three-horse Colonial Flag, she keeps getting better. Michael Matz has her, and I think she's got a big shot as well. But we're going to go 2-11-5 in the regret, and then that takes us back to the Matt Wynn, grade three for three-year-olds, a mile and a 16th, just a short field of five, but it's really tough to throw anybody out in here. You could make a case for everybody. I settled on the four neck and neck. They put blinkers on him. He's really come on since they added the blinkers. Easy winner last time out when they dropped back into an allowance race. Moves back up the ladder today, but I think he kind of looks to be up to the task. I'm going to give him the shot to repeat. Looks like the three-horse Right to Vote looks like the speed of the race. I think he's going to go right to the front. He set some pretty quick fractions in the Peter Pan. I think he'll go to the front under Javier Castellano, and he'll try to take him all the way. If he's he shakes loose in here, he could be tough to run down. Then the one horse Macho Macho, another horse that's on the upswing for Asmussen. Julian Leperoux got to ride there, so. Very tough race, even though it's just five. Nobody would be a surprise in here, but we'll go 4-3-1 in the Matt Wynn.
All right. Fun racing day or night. Okay, Steve, thank you so much. It's been Steve Moody, who's the author of the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet. I think you can buy that at Churchill Downs. You can get it on brisnet.com. Are just about wherever they sell a daily racing form. And it's published by Brist. Thank you, Steve.
All right, Ursula. Take care.
Good luck. Bye-bye. All right, well, June 9 at Delaware Park, the $75,000 goal for Juan was won by Wicked Miz, a 3-0 filly by Mizzenmast. Wicked Miz won the goal for Juan by 2.25 lengths in what was just a fourth career start. Third and her only start at two. That was in a maiden special at Saratoga. She won her first start of 2012 in a maiden special at Parks. Then was beaten a nose in the $75,000 limit stakes at Aqueduct and then won the Gopher One. That same day at Churchill, Terry, another 3-year-old filly by Mizzenmast, won a $57,300 maiden special. The day before at Arlington, yet another 3-year-old filly by Mizzenmast, Francisca, won a $40,000 maiden special. Now that's the type of performances horsemen have come to expect from the Mizzenmast. Remember that at the upcoming yearling sales. Grade 1 stakes winner Mizzenmast, sire of three Grade 1 stakes winners and a 5-2012 stakes winner, stands at Judmont Farm with the young Grade 1 stakes winner First Defense. For more information, get in touch with Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry and see the website at judmont.com. Well, what a day. The 1-2-3 finishers in the historic Grade 1 $1 million Belmont Stakes were all raised on products from Macaulay Brothers. Union Rags was raised at Royal Oak Farm for breeder Phyllis Wythe. Paintner was bred and raised at Diamond A Farm. And Tegan was bred and raised by Mr. and Mrs. Bird and C. Jones Airdrie Stud. And after a mile and a half, less than two lengths separated the three. Now throw in the fact that the winner of the $150,000 Victoria Park Stakes at Woodbine, Prospective, was bred and raised at Spendthrift Farm. And now you know why we're saying, what a day. The folks at McCauley Brothers are proud to be associated with such great farms as Royal Oak and Diamond A and Airdrie Stud and Spindthrift Farm. Their success and the success of others like them encourages McCauley's to just keep right on striving to produce the finest feeds and supplements in the world for the horse. So, perhaps it's time for you to give McCauley's a call. Talk to them about your feeding program. The number is 873-3333. Ask for Mike Warren and David Longmire or stop by the office at 111 Broadway in Versailles. McCauley Brothers, where it's all about the horse. And if you're looking for a wonderful place to board your mares, I want to recommend Jim Fitzgerald's Knock Griffin Farm, neighbor of mine down in Bourbon County. Well, basically a native. He's on 460, and I'm around the corner on Clay Kaiser. I can see the back of his farm and the back of our little bitty place. Anyway, it's a wonderful farm, Knock Griffin, and he's got two farms, incidentally, so... the other place is a great place, too. It's called Harper's Island, and it's just 10 minutes away, recently developed. Both of them are state-of-the-art facilities, by the way. And, of course, Jim's been in the business. He was born in the business, I believe. He's from Ireland. And like most of the Irish, he started riding when he was about 2 years old and just kept right at it. And he's master of the hounds now, Woodford Hounds, down in where y'all hunting now, Jackie? Down Woodford Hounds down in
a whole lot at Shaker Village. That's where the hounds are.
Yeah. Well, he's mastered hounds down there. Great guy, great horseman. And for boarding or sales prep or public sales, private sales as far as that goes. Rehab, you name it, they do it. They do it right. And they do it right the first time at Knock Griffin Farm. It's a quality farm with quality help, and not only that, they can just give you some good sound common sense advice is somebody you can trust. That's Jim Fitzgerald, Knock Griffin Farm, KNOCKGRIFFIN Farm.com, 987-8032. Hey, Jackie, you want to finish your announcement?
I sure will.
Well, goody goody.
Good old Masterson Station Park is out there, is cared for by the Masterson Trust. Masterson Equestrian. Whoops, Trust. Dropped a piece of paper. Now, this weekend is a pony club camp, so if you want to go out and ride, you're certainly welcome to go out. You can ride wherever you want, but the Big Hunter Ring will be being used. If you want to go out and watch, it's a great thing to go out and take a look at what's going on. Now, Summerbird Dressage Schooling every Wednesday is up and running. The next one would be Wednesday. That would be the 20th. It's every Wednesday during the summer. Now, here's the big deal. If you go to Masterson Equestrian Park or Masterson Station Park, if you Google it and come up to Lexington, Kentucky, it will take you to a place on Facebook where you can vote. You can vote for the best park in the world or whatever it is. I don't know, but you can vote every 15 minutes. And if you vote a lot, sooner or later, they're going to get money or some kind of prizes or something. So I've voted several times myself, which is fine, but you have to wait 15 minutes. So every time I get on Facebook, I just vote again. So, yeah, get ready for November and vote every 15 minutes.
Chicago.
You can vote every 15 minutes for the Masterson Station, which, you know, be a great thing. They're pretty high in the rankings, and it pays down to a particular, you know, thing. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yes. If your trailer needs repair, where would you go if you could go anywhere? You go to Sally Vans, for heaven's sakes. It's their business. They will do anything, fix it all. A friend of mine posted that she had gone there and had her fenders repaired, rubber mat repaired, brakes checked, bearings packed, and all that.
And they even took care of her trailer.
Oh, that's real good, Ursel. That's it. Back to you. I'm through.
Are you through?
Yeah, I'm through. I ended on that one. That was a good one to end on. Jackie, afraid to open my mouth.
Jackie got her nose out of joint.
No, I didn't. That really was the end.
It wasn't really.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. You just happened to put your big foot right
in. Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, well, that leaves me with the quandary. What am I going to do? All right. We'll do something on Hill Prince. They were running the Hill Prince Stakes today up in New York. I don't know what time is it. Let me do another commercial set, and then I can go and do Hill Prince. I won't get interrupted. How about that?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm coming to you a little early, David. Well, last Saturday at Hollywood Park, Until You, a three-year-old from the First Crop by Jazzle, led all the way to win a $52,000 maiden allowance test. Until You is just the latest in a growing list of promising three-year-olds from Jazzle's First Crop. Just days earlier, Jazzle's song won an impressive come-from-behind fashion at Churchill. Allowance winner Najjar ran third in the 125,000 Arlington Classic. He's likely going to go next in the Grade II American Derby in Chicago. Jazzle's Love Me Good won a maiden special at Presque Isle in her second start, after placing in a maiden special at Keeneland first time out. And that's just in the last few days. Now, runners by Belmont Stakes winner Jazzle are finding the winner's circle with regularity. By seeking gold out of Broodmare of the Year Better Than Honor, Jazzle stands at Shadwell Farm with the stallions Albertus Maximus, De Hare, Intadab, Invisor, and Mustenfar. Inquiries to stallion manager Kent Barnes and see the website at shadwellfarm.com. Well, Clark Fence Barn and Painting, who has been serving the thoroughbred industry since back in 1988, that's Lee Clark. I met him a long time ago myself. And the Clark Fence and Barn Painting, they provide quality service as well as major fence repairs nationwide, incidentally. Based in central Kentucky, and Lee is well known in the area, with got many excellent references. That includes Jackie and I. He painted, did a very, very, very good job painting our fences. And he uses nothing but quality paints, all the quality products. You don't have to worry about that. Get the job done. They do a very neat job, too. We were a little bit worried about our old tobacco style, tobacco barn, you know, with the cracks in the walls. You know how they are. And we were going to go up there and move the hay and away from the cracks and everything. But the neat job they did didn't bother it at all.
Exactly.
Yeah. And he did a wonderful job with it. Looks great. Very reasonable price. And he also is in the horse business. He's got a nice filly out here, a piece of one that Paul Brown trains up there. I'm trying to remember her name. Can't remember her name now. She's a great filly, nice filly. Just made her first start the other day at down at Presque Isle and won.
Good.
So Lee's doing all right. All estimates, incidentally, are free. And once you say he's got great references and use the highest quality products available. And here's it. Let me give you Lee's number. It's an 859 number. It's 333-1102. 333-1102. Just ask for Lee, Clark Fence, and Barn Pan. Well, three of the top 10 sires on the 2012 General Sire List at Windstar Farm. Well, incidentally, getting back to Lee, he brought some donuts in here this morning, Spalding donuts. And
nice.
I couldn't eat one because of my diet, but believe me, they were gone in about a half an hour.
Yes.
He bought a big box of them, and they were still warm.
Oh, don't tell me that. I'm on a diet, too.
Yeah, I'm on a diet, too, so I couldn't eat them. But,
wow. Thank you, Lee.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lee.
Resi got the last two. Well, three of the top 10 sires on the 2012 General Sire List stand at Windstar Farm. Spitestown has sired the winners of $3,689,823. Distorted Humor, the winners of $3,649,362. Tis Now, the earners of $3,475,334. Now, there's a duel for you. They're all right close, aren't they? Well, their success bodes well for the future of the younger stallions standing at Windstar Farm. Stallions like Colonel John, whose first foals are yearlings this year. Colonel John is one of 9 Grade 1 stakes winners by the big horse sire, Tis Now. Colonel John, with career earnings of $1,779,012, is the leading money winner sired by Hall of Famer 'tis now. Winner of the Real Quiet, let me try that again. Winner of the Real Quiet Stakes and second in Grade 1 Stakes at 2, Colonel John came back at 3 to win the historic Grade 1 Travers Stakes and the Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby. And he returned at 4, sprinted a mile in brilliant 1:32.3 to win the Wicker Stakes. He went on dirt, turf, artificial surfaces, was a Grade 1 performer every year he raced. So take a good look at Colonel John's first crop yearlings at the sales, and remember that he stands at a farm noted for making successful sires. Inquiries to Jerry Duffy or Jenny Barnett, and check the website at windstarfarms.com. All righty, well, I've got a few minutes, a little free time today because my the gentleman, Bill Hickey, was supposed to come and do the show with me. He has spent the morning in the hospital with his rider, which is a nice thing to do. And he's obviously got some quality help over there taking care of his horses. But anyway, I hope her name's Allison, and I hope Allison's doing well. Just one of those things that, you know, I don't think there's a rider in the world who's been at it for a while and had some bones broken. I don't know who it would be. Well, Hill Prince, they're running the Hill Prince Stakes in New York today, and he was a bay colt foal 1947 by Prince Quill out of Hildene by Bubbling Over, bred by Christopher Chenery. He's a Virginia bred. Of course, Mr. Chenery owned the Meadow Stud up in Virginia. And J.H. Clancy Haynes, H-A-Y-N-E-S, Haynes, trained him. Chenery bought the dam of Hill Prince, Hildene, for $750 as a yearling. Got her out of the dispersal of Edward Sims. She was a non-winner in 8 starts, but she produced 5 stakes winners for Mr. Chenery, 2 champions, Hill Prince and First Landing, and she was also the grand dam of a champion. That would have been the champion, Felix Sakata, who was a daughter of Brian G. If I'm not mistaken, I think Brian G. also stood in Virginia. I'm pretty sure he did. Well, in 1946, he sent Hildene to the cover of Breeder to Prince Quillo, who was standing at Mr. A.B. Hancock's Elsley farm up in Virginia, standing for a fee of $250,000. Oops, excuse me, $250. Yeah, that's a few zeros I added on there. Just can't count zeros anyway. He was standing for $250. Well, he'd been a foreman cleaner, selling plater, you know. And Horatio Lurod claimed him and made a wonderful stakes winner out of him. He was what we call a cup horse. It was a horse that ran in the longer races, mile and a half, mile, 2 mile races, kind of races you don't see anymore. And the resulting foal from that mating was Hill Prince. And it was largely the exploits of Hill Prince. He was a champion 2-year-old and champion 3-year-old and a horse of the year that brought Prince Quillo to Claiborne Farm in Kentucky. And, of course, he went on to be an absolutely superb sire. I guess the best thing he sired among many, many was Round Table, who was also a great, was a horse of the year and was a great horse, a great sire standing down at Claiborne Farm. Well, as a 2-year-old, Hill Prince posted 6 wins and a second from 7 starts. Won his first 2 starts, won at Aqueduct, and he won at Monmouth Park. Then he suffered his only loss in the Sapling Stakes, which was up at Monmouth Park. A horse named Casemate beat him. He then he won his last 4 in a row, an allowance at Monmouth. He won the World's Playground Stakes at Atlantic City, and he won a Babylon Handicap and the Cowden in New York. As a 3-year-old, he started 15 times. He won 8 races, 2 seconds and 3 thirds. That was only twice out of the money. That once in his second start when he stumbled leaving the gate, lost all chance. And then he was in second in Middle Ground's Belmont Stakes. Wasn't second. He ran out of the money in that Belmont Stakes. Middle Ground, of course, was the King Ranch colt, who also won the Derby that year. But then he came back and he won his first start as a 3-year-old in the Experimental Handicap. He then went to the post 6 times over a 7-week period. six times over a seven-week period. That's worth repeating, wasn't it? On April the 22nd, he won the Wood Memorial. He beat Middle Ground that day. On May the 6th, he ran second to Middle Ground in the Kentucky Derby. On May the 13th, he won the Wither Stakes, beating Middle Ground. On May the 20th, now that's just 14 days, 2 weeks after the Derby, which of course the Preakness is run, he won the Preakness, beating Middle Ground. On May the 30th, 10 days later, he ran third to Lose a Weeper in my request in the Suburban, so he took on the older horses and ran third. And on June the 10th, he ran seventh in the Belmont Stakes, won by Middle Ground. And so that then June 24th, which was 2 weeks later, incidentally, he ran second to Greek Song in the Dwyer. Then they gave him a rest. And he came back on August the 26th and won the American Derby at Washington Park, which, of course, is no longer around anymore. It was down in home, south side of the Chicago. Homewood was a little town where it was. After he won the American Derby, he won the Jerome, beating Greek Ship, who was by Heliopolis. Then he won the Jockey Club Gold Cup, beating Noor, and that was after Noor had beaten Citation three times out on the West Coast. Then they sent him out, incidentally. I guess they thought if he could beat Noor, he could beat anything. They sent him to the West Coast, and he got beat ahead in a three-horse photo finish to Your Host, who, of course, was by Alibi, and later sired the great Kelso, and the Calumet's Kentucky Derby winner, Ponder, who Ponder was the son of, what was Ponder's son? A Bully. And he just got beat those two heads when after a poor start. That was in the Thanksgiving Day handicap. Then he ran third to Noor and Palestinian. Palestinian raced for Bieber Jacobs in the Hollywood Gold Cup. Ended his three-year-old season with a win in the Sunset handicap, beating Next Move, who raced for Mr. Alfred Gwynn Vanderbilt. As a four-year-old, that was in 1951. He started eight times. He won three races. He won the New York handicap at Belmont. He won the San Marcos handicap at Santa Anita. He was second by head to Counterpoint in the Jockey Club Gold Cup. Of course, Counterpoint went on to be Horse of the Year for Greentree. Then he was second to Counterpoint again in the Empire City Gold Cup, a couple of classic races. Retired with earnings of $422,140. Went to stud out of Claiborne Farm, and he was not a great success, but he sired some nice horses. He sired Levy, of course, who was a brilliant filly. She won the Coaching Club of American Oaks. She won the Beldame, won the Monmouth Oaks, won the Slammer. Bayou, who, if I'm not mistaken, was a full sister to Levy, and she won the Acorn and the Delaware Oaks and the Gazelle and the Mascot. Yes, sired most of his 23 stakes winners were fillies, incidentally. In fact, I think there were other 23 stakes winners, at least 10 of them were fillies. There was, of course, Levy and Bayou, Pepperwood, Mary Hill, Imperial Hill, Tuline, Leb Kuchin, Julie Kate, Wise Nurse, Pretty Plunger. I know they were all of the feminine sex. And he was a better broodmare sire than he was a sire. He was a broodmare sire of 49 stakes winners, including the great Shuvie, one of the top race mares of all time, and the best thing at Nashua ever sired. And he was the broodmare sire of Dark Mirage, who won the Triple Crown for fillies up in New York. And she was a daughter of Persian Road the Second. If you don't remember Persian Road the Second, imported horse, trying to think what he was by. But Duval Healy stood him at his Manchester farm over on the Rice Pike, Rice Road right behind Keeneland. And matter of fact, bred a mare to him. She wasn't in it at one time. She certainly was no Dark Mirage, the thing I got, though. But then, who was, you know? I mean, she was a great great filly. She, incidentally, she was a very, very small filly, and she died in training as later on in a three-year-old season. Well, last Sunday, Woodbine, the $150,000 Victoria Park Stakes, was won by Prospective, a three-year-old colt teased by Malibu Moon, a grade two stakes winner earlier this year, and a grade three stakes winner as a two-year-old. The Victoria Park was Prospective's first start since he ran in the Kentucky Derby. Clipped heels that day, lost all chance. Bred by a Spendthrift Farm and sold as a yearling for $250,000. Prospective's now earned $535,000 to date. And here's another three-year-old by Malibu Moon to watch. Sunday at Hollywood Park, Winding Way had tongues wagging after she won her first start by nearly five lengths and finished, to quote the official chart of the race, full of run. Looked like a runner. Like Prospective, Winding Way was bred by Spendthrift Farm. Nationally ranked, again, Malibu Moon stands at Spendthrift Farm, and if you have a late booking mare, Spendthrift's popular breeding secure program is still available for the young stallions Into Mischief, Line of David, and Notional. Now, on the breed secure program, if you sell your weanling, your yearling, or your info mare, and you don't make a profit, you don't pay. For more details, get in touch with Ken Wilkins or Des Dempsey or Sean Fell over at Spendthrift. Here's the phone number, 294-0030, and check the website at SpendthriftFarm.com. Equine Savings. You heard Michael Blowen talking about Equine Savings program earlier and how nice it's been to them over at Old Friends. They brought one of their big mowers over there, a Toro. They handled Toro and Exmark, incidentally, and you can make big savings if you belong to Equine Savings program and you buy either a Toro or an Exmark. It's a commercial mowing equipment. It's the finest in the world, and you can get up to a 28% discount. So call Equine Savings. I'm going to give you two numbers. The first is a local number. It's area code 502-863-6000. Or here's a toll-free number if you're too cheap to call Georgetown, 877-905-0004. And if you can't remember those, go to equinesavings.com, and they've got those numbers listed there, of course. Now, Equine Savings has a very simple pricing program, one straightforward price for everybody, no coupons, no hassle, and they sell just the best products in the world, the best mowers at the best prices, of course. And these products are open to members of all breeds and disciplines. If you're in the horse business, they want to hear from you. Equine Savings offers excellent products besides Toros and Exmark, like Farm Paint from farmpaint.com. That's a company here that's based in Lexington, right out on the old Frankfurt Pike. And we use that product. Lee Clark used it to do our fences out in Bourbon County on our little farm. Did a wonderful job. Arborco Organic Pest Control for predator flies. They're dying on these nuisance flies, and boy, I'd like to get rid of the face flies. They're terrible this year. Commonwealth Technology for your copier, or fax, or your scanner needs. Now, Equine Savings, locally owned, and gives back to the industry. They donate money to the TRA and TOBA, and they deliver the best value for your hard-earned dollar. So give them a call today. They answer the phone 7 days a week. Hear those numbers one more time, 863-6000 or 877-905-0004 or, of course, equinesavings.com. All right, it's starting to run down a little bit. I'm going to do something. Everybody knows who Regret was, of course. She won 1915 Kentucky Derby. First filly to win a Derby for Mr. W.C. Whitney. Anyway, they're running Regret Stakes up at Churchill Downs tonight. It's hard to say. And just to remind you who she was a foal of 1912, chestnut filly, by Broomstick out of Jersey Lightning by Hamburg, bred by Harry Payne Whitney. I said W.C. Whitney. It was Harry Payne Whitney. Jimmy Rowe trained her, and she won 9 of her 11 starts, spread over 4 seasons, lightly raced. She just ran through 3 for 3 as a 2-year-old, won all 3. won her first start in the Saratoga Special, beating the Colts. She won the Sanford Memorial, beating Colts, carried 127 pounds. And she won a final start as a two-year-old. She won the Hopeful, beating Colts, carried 127 pounds. Also, she won those three stakes within a span of 14 days. First start as a three-year-old was in the Kentucky Derby, and she was a favorite in a field of 16, even though it was her first start since the previous August, and that was just in a 6-furlong sprint. But anyway, she broke in front, led all the way from the number two post position, won by two lengths. She beat Pebbles and Sharpshooter, and Joe Notta rode her. Only start, other start as a three-year-old was in the Saranac, and she won that, so she was 2-for-2. 4-year-old, she lost her first start, and she ran dead last in Saratoga Handicap. Then she won her only other start. That was just an allowance race, but she came back at 5, ran 4 times. She won 3 and was a second. She won her first start as a 5-year-old in an allowance race. She ran second, got beat a nose by her stablemate, Barr, in the Brooklyn Handicap. Boy, there was some good horses behind her that day. Old Rosebud won the Derby. Romer, Omer Khayyam, another Derby winner. The best of her generation, incidentally. Then she won the Gazelle, and she won an exhibition race going 7/8 of a mile exhibition to set a new track record. And, of course, then she's retired. She produced 11 foals, kind of a disappointment, though, that she did produce one minor stakes winner as a broodmare. She's buried right across the road over here on the old Whitney Farms, now part of Gainesway. Just where she is laid to rest, right there. All right, let's see. So far this month, we've had 30 winners out of the Thoroughbred Center. That's 2 a day through the 15th. And since the last show, we've had 14. That's once again 2 a day. And they were saddled by Bill Hickey, who was supposed to be on the show today. We'll get him on later on. Soon as he can get away, but he's spending the time in the hospital with his rider.
That's good.
And I hope she's doing real well. Bill Hickey, then Eduardo Caramori, Murat Sankow, Matt Frazier. Matt trains both thoroughbreds and quarter horses out here, and he won a quarter horse race with a horse named Six Chill Coronas. Don't you like that?
Yeah.
Scooter Hughes won with Becknerville. That's Byron Hughes. Tracy Young, Jimmy Cargan, Juan Ruvalcaba, Kellen Gorder, Mike Cameron won another one with Tell a Little Secret. She's won 9 races now for Mike. And Mike, I hope if you're listening, I hope you're feeling better. He got sick up there he was saddling her.
Really?
Got sick. And I talked to him earlier and said, "Guy said, I'm going to die. I hope I die in a winner's circle."
Said they had to carry him up, hold him up in the winter circle.
They had to hold him up in the winter circle. He's got an inner ear infection.
Wow. Oh, yeah, you get dizzy with that.
Yeah.
That must have been.
Oh. Yeah. Well, anyway, Floyd Cobb has won 2 up at Presque Isle. That gave a little money way up.
What a wind picture that must have been. Yeah. I might want a copy of that, Mike.
Yeah, right. Everybody's swearing he's drunk. Yeah. He probably was. Floyd won with, I love the name of these horses. He won with Congaree's Buttercup.
Oh, funny.
And cute. Running on a Prayer.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Both of them at Presque Isle. Kind of tough win up there, too. Yesterday, Kellen Gorder win with Moon On Over, and Diocilio Cavalho won with 50 Avenue. So, doing very well from out here, Jackie.
Yeah.
Anybody wants to know?
That's good. Meanwhile, the war against racing in Kentucky continues. The Lasix ban, I don't know a better way to get rid of good horses than to have a ban on Lasix on good horses, but the cheap horses can run on it. So what do we get? We get the cheap horses and the good ones leave. Just another blow.
Either that or they don't ship in to run.
Not going to ship in to run. Yeah. That's how that goes.
All right, well, that music means it's time to say sayonara, which is Japanese for bye-bye. But where can you pick up this stupid show?
Oh, ursoellis.com, and it's live streamed on WLXG.com.
Yeah. Thank you, David. You did a great job down in the studio. And Ressie, you're always great job here. Thank you, and we'll talk to you next week.
Happy birthday.